Welcome back. You're listening to More Than Money in 770 CHQR. I'm still going to get used to it. I've been away for a couple of weeks. So
you're going to say it's Dave and Faisal, isn't
it? I was going to say you're listening to Dave and Faisal, but I've got the better looking partner beside me today. So I'm happy. And, you know, we come across a lot of surveys, Andrew, and we come across a lot of information out there on access to financial products and so forth. And what's the trend happening? People are now, I would say, right-sizing their financial situation. And they're moving everything into, like, one place.
Yeah.
It's a trend that's happening. We've been seeing it. People have been, you know, investing with their advisor and banking everywhere and so forth for 25 years. And they come to us and they transfer their investments to us and they start talking about their banking and keeping everything in one location because it's easier to manage.
Well, it's easier to manage. It's easier to keep things followed on a regular basis and one-stop shop.
Absolutely. So we want to talk about this from a where the research came from, what the individuals are saying, and let's find out if that trend is continuing. More importantly, why is the trend out there? We've got Kathy Engel, Vice President for Strategy for the Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. And because that's a long name, we're just going to use the acronym and call it IROC. Mm-hmm. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. Great to be on, especially now at the beginning of a new year.
And so happy new year to you.
So thank you very much, and to you guys as well.
Thank you. We recently did a survey, or you recently did a survey of Canadian investors. What do they want out of their financial advice? I think this is a good start for the new year, Andrew. So Kathy, tell us, what's the financial advice, or what do Canadians want out of their financial advice?
Well, I can tell you that part of IROC's responsibility is to ensure investors have the highest level of protection, no matter how they choose to invest. So it's important to us to connect directly with investors to hear what's important to them, and it's something we do regularly. IROC recently surveyed, as you mentioned, over 2,000 Canadians across the country, and Canadians were very clear in saying that they value access, flexibility, and personalization when it comes to their financial advice. And you referred to this off the top as well, and that specifically, the majority of investors, and we're talking about 86% of investors, said that they want one-stop shopping. And essentially, this means that they want to be able to access a full range of products and services without having to go to multiple providers, and importantly, without having to open multiple different accounts.
Okay, so that's not what I would have thought. I wouldn't have thought 86% of people, because the common phrase we hear, Andrew, is don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, but I think that might be a trend that's more focused on a certain age demographic, Faisal, because we've been brought up in a way that, you know, our parents perhaps said, well, I'm not going to have everything in one spot because I'm worried that what could happen if something fails or goes wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I think to my parents, for example, where, you know, they go and shop different GICs at different lenders.
Just for rates or what have you.
Rates, but then, of course, having eggs out in different baskets. They weren't all in the same place.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Kathy, let's talk about that. That's a huge number, 86%. So why are they doing that? Like, why are they wanting it in one place when, and Andrew's parents, my parents, so forth, people that we know, clients that have come to us initially have said to us, you know, I don't want to put everything in one spot. So what's happening here? Why is it changing, and why is it such a high amount, 86%?
Well, I think it's important to look at some of the results together. So beyond one-stop shopping, the other things that we heard were how important flexibility and personalization are. We had 90% of investors say that they want the advice and the service that they get to be flexible to meet changes in their needs and circumstances. And it would be fair to assume, although we didn't ask this direct question, that people must find it easier to get the personalized and the flexible advice when somebody can see their entire picture.
Let me just jump
in
there.
And that they don't have to. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to get clarity on what you mean by flexibility.
Well, when you are getting advice or a financial plan and the products and services that people consume can change over somebody's lifetime, depending on how their needs and circumstances change. And so what we were testing is, what were the important things that investors wanted out of the advice that they got? And flexibility came through as a very important value. And what came through is that they wanted the advice to flex with them as their needs and circumstances changed, so that they weren't locked into one kind of model or one type of advice and service. The other element of flexibility that we tested was around payment options. So this was around, how might investors want to pay for the advice and service okay. that they're consuming? And it was clear, it was 80% of investors said that they expect that they will have choice when it comes to the payment options for advice and service.
Mm-hmm. Now, was there anything that surprised you about the results of this survey?
There were quite a few things that were surprising. I would say one thing that was particularly interesting is that nearly 3/4 of investors say it's important that their advice come from a human being. And as Canadians get older, the importance increased even further, going up to 82% of those who are age 65 and above say they value advice coming from a human.
So that's interesting. With all this new technology, and we'll call it fintech, financial technology, coming out, people using services that they can just do online, they don't have to speak to a human being. Why does that surprise you with all this that's changing? I would have thought the number would have been lower of people who want human beings now. Are you saying that's the same thing as I am, that you assume that the number would have been lower?
Well, I have long ago learned that assumptions can be tricky, so I try and avoid the assumptions. And so that's why I wanted to hear directly from investors. But on the topic of digital and fintech, we asked, and so we heard back that quite a high number of investors, 72%, say that they're comfortable doing financial business online, but it hasn't translated yet into particularly strong uptake of the online investment services. Hmm. In that we saw only 17% said that they've tested out some of those automated investment services so far. And we believe it's just a matter of time before people become more comfortable, which is often the case with newer business models or innovations.
That's fantastic. We could be continually talking about this for another 10 minutes or so, for sure. Unfortunately, we do have to pay some bills at this station, and we are running out of time. So, Kathy, is there one piece of advice you can give to Canadians based on this survey?
Well, I would say no matter what time of year it is always a good time to sit down and invest the proper time to review your financial situation and your investments. Have your needs changed? Are your goals the same? It's important to have a plan and to talk to an advisor who can help you structure the right kind of plan to meet your goals.
That's great advice. Kathy, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Kathy Engel, Vice President of Strategy at IIROC. And we are going to be talking about how the change is happening in retirement. We're going to be talking about how people can profit and protect, but more importantly, bulletproof their retirement so they can have income for life. And that's the big problem that people find going through retirement, is making sure they have enough money. How do they prevent or minimize the amount of taxes they're paying? All these different concerns come up. We're going to address that on Tuesday, January 21st, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf Club. This is our first golf club session.
It is.
Normally we're at a hotel or a wine store or something like that. So we're going to change it up for 2020.
Absolutely.
And get swinging. Get it?
Huh?
Get swinging at the Hamptons Golf Club. And you need to reserve your seats at 966-8400. That's 403-966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.ca. So stay tuned. Andrew and I are talking about a survey that came out from CIBC about some of the goals that people have in 2020 and what they want to accomplish. And we are calling a little bit of BS on this one. Okay, we're going to call it a little bit of BS on this one. Stay tuned after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.